Tony's graduation. "I look stupid," Tony grumbled, while his reflection frowned back at him. "It's a graduation robe." "That's the exact opposite of stupid," Steve said, as he came to stand behind Tony and wrap his arms around Tony's stomach. He dropped a kiss on the top of Tony's head, then set the cap on top, with the tassel dangling off to one side against Tony's cheek. "You look amazing. I'm so proud of you, Tony." "I know how that sounds. I don't mean it to be patronizing or, I don't know, this is your accomplishment, but it's yours too," Tony corrected softly. "I couldn't have done this without you." Yeah, you could have, if they'd given you a chance or get out of your way and let you make one for yourself, but I guess I'm just damn glad I get to be a part of it, get to stand there and say, "That one, see him? That one's mine," Steve said, then huffed out a laugh and shook his head, giving Tony a small smile. "Well, I mean, you helped. It's a little yours. Say 12%, Tony said, canting his head back and forth as if considering the thought. 12%, huh? Steve asked, raising an eyebrow. Tony turned and slid his arms up around Steve's neck, blowing at the tassel out of the corner of his mouth when it swayed in front of his face. Steve chuckled and reached up to move it so that it hung off the back of the cap out of the way. Tony waited patiently, eyes tracking the movement, trying to hold in a grin. "All those late-night study sessions," Tony said, tipping his chin up. "Very inspiring." "Don't seem to recall much studying happening," Steve demurred. "Nonsense. You were very helpful with human systems engineering. You even drew me flashcards," Tony reminded him. "Don't think those much qualify as study aids," Steve pointed out. "I'll have you know," Tony said, leaning up and kissing Steve's chin. "I studied those a lot." "I really am proud of you, Tony," Steve said, bringing his hands up to cup the sides of Tony's face. "You worked so hard. I know it wasn't always easy being the only Omega, all that pressure, having to be perfect all the time, so they wouldn't have any excuse. You did it, though. You showed them, all of them. Everyone out there who thought this was some crazy stunt or just me indulging you, you showed them that you belong here just as much as anyone else. More. But you've always been more, haven't you? Always. So much more than they want to let you be," Steve said, his voice gentling, eyes going soft and crinkling at the corners, the way Tony liked. "There will be press there, you know. At the commencement. Lots of students, families, alumni," Tony said, looking down at the shiny robe that he still couldn't quite believe he was wearing. "Maybe someone says something to the press or, I don't know, shouts something out during the ceremony or something. Maybe they laugh." "I'll kill them," Steve said with a firm nod, brow drawing together before it slipped into a familiar smile. "No? Toss them off something? Would you really miss that shelving unit you insisted we get that came in 500 pieces? Come on," he urged, nudging a shoulder gently into Tony, making him rock back on his heels. "Good talking to? Stern look. Strongly worded letter." "Wow, people really do mellow in their old age," Tony teased, voice laced with faux wonderment. "No one is going to heckle you, Tony. You could give them all the finger or high kick your way across the stage, and then I'll clap for you," Steve said. "Because they're scared of you," Tony replied. "Because they all know you're up there because you deserve to be," Steve corrected. "I think that terrifies some of them far more than anything I could ever do," Steve said with a sigh. "On the other hand, it would displease me if anyone spoiled your day. It's possible they are smart enough to have figured that out." "Is it wrong that I kind of love it when people get all worried about displeasing you?" Tony asked, tilting his head to the side and pursing his lips together. "I get to keep the cap and tassel, you know," Tony said, shimmying a bit so his hips brushed against Steve's thighs, like a souvenir thing. "You do, huh?" Steve asked, voice going low and husky as he leaned down, mouth brushing lightly across Tony's. Have I told you lately that smart is sexy? You may have mentioned that once or twice. Hard to really keep track, Tony mumbled. The words lost to a garble as Steve found his mouth. Tony laughed, a light, breathy sound that turned into a moan, and tightened his hold on Steve's neck, letting his spine curve back as Steve's hands dropped to capture his hips. Anthony Stark, I know what you are doing in there. I just ironed that robe, Jarvis shouted from the living room. Seriously, J-Man, you see what I mean? I leave them alone for 5 minutes and this is what happens. Every damn time, Rhodey said as he leaned his shoulder against the bedroom door. And there is my favorite fellow graduate, a fine upstanding Air Force cadet. Boo hiss, I know. Taking part in the traditional cock-blocking of Captain America. Not very patriotic, Sour Patch, Tony said, tossing Rhodey a look over his shoulder. This uniform is patriotic. The Constitution, patriotic. The flag, patriotism waving in the breeze, Rhodey said, splaying his hand in the air in front of him. Watching the two of you go at it like a couple of seals fighting over a grape? Not my patriotic duty, man. Sometimes I recite the Pledge of Allegiance for dirty talk, Tony said. Steve rolled his eyes and buried his face into the curve of Tony's neck. He salutes, but probably not how you think. I dressed up as you for 2 Halloweens, Rhodey said, shaking his head at Steve. 2. Yankee Doodle went to town, riding on a Tony, Tony sang. You're so going to hell, Rhodey said. I believe it's pronounced commencement these days, Tony said. Jarvis, Rhodey called over his shoulder, how do you put up with these two all summer? I threaten poison and go temporarily deaf. Besides, you'll be visiting, I believe, an internship, I heard, before you start your doctorate program in the fall, Jarvis replied, coming to stand next to Rhodey in the doorway. Jet Propulsion Laboratory. I'm going to blow things up. But, you know, for science, Rhodey responded with a grin. Better, Tony added, for credit. Preach, Rhodey agreed. Multiple beeps cascaded through the room and everyone pulled out their respective phones. Happy's here with the car, Tony announced. Well, shall we, fellow graduate? Still can't believe you caught up to me. How many classes did you test out of? No, don't tell me. I'll just cry, Rhodey sighed. All right, let's go. Tony turned back to the mirror and adjusted his cap, then tried to smooth out the wrinkles of his robe. Jarvis walked over and dusted non-existent lint off the shoulders in quick swipes of his hand. Rhodey came to stand next to him and pulled at the bottom of his uniform jacket to straighten it. Here, you got the tassel on wrong, Rhodey said with a sigh, reaching around to move the tassel hang on the right side. You know we get to keep these, right? Tony asked. Steve's going to move my tassel later. Oh my God, I'm leaving, Rhodey shouted, throwing his hands up in the air and heading for the door. I'll be in the car, you dork. You love me, Tony yelled back. Yeah, Rhodey's somewhat defeated voice carried out from the hall after a beat. Tony heard the apartment's door open, followed by Rhodey calling out to Happy that they were coming. He could almost feel Rhodey's mental wince at the word choice, but he let that one go, in honor of the occasion. Yes, very much, Jarvis said with a nod, wrapping his arm around Tony's shoulders and tugging him into a quick hug. He smiled, his eyes bright, then nodded shakily at Tony and stepped back. Always, Steve said, dropping his hands onto Tony's shoulders. My Tony, he whispered, leaning forward to press his forehead to Tony's. You did it. You made it. Now go show them who you are. Go shine.